The new part about this report is that we've discovered through the testimonies of several hundred people who we interviewed, when I say we, that is the UN Human Rights Office along with the UN Assistance Mission for Iraq, that the crimes that were committed during the nine-month operation constitute international crimes. Now, the question is, you probably want to know, is what are international crimes? International crimes are crimes such as genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. Now, the report calls on the international community, that being the UN Security Council and the Human Rights Council, to take action to ensure that those responsible for such crimes are held accountable.
You say in the report that the ISIL fighters considered civilians as legitimate targets because they failed to fight against government forces. It's unimaginable, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct. And we know, as you mentioned earlier, that they actually used loudspeakers to let residents of the city know that they would be shot at because they weren't deemed to support the ISIL campaign.
You also in the report talk about the mass graves that have been uncovered. We've known about those for some time, but you've got more detail on those. How many did you find?
So since 2014, the report found that there were 74 mass graves had been discovered. When we talk about mass graves, in some cases it may have only been one or two bodies. In other cases, there were many hundreds of bodies, but they're the reports that we've received. Now, we would expect all of those graves to be protected and preserved so that when the courts then proceed to take action against ISIL members, evidence can be retrieved from these mass graves. So we urge the Iraqis to leave the graves intact and to let the proper authorities deal with the matter.
You also speak finally about airstrikes, and you say it's unclear who was responsible or behind those airstrikes, which caused hundreds of deaths within Mosul when it was being retaken by the Iraqi military. So can you give me more detail on that, please?
Certainly, in the most intense phase, that is from the 19th February this year, we know over 460 civilians were killed in airstrikes. Now, the report cannot establish who carried out those airstrikes, but what the report does go on to do is state clearly that all civilian casualties in which the international community may have been involved be thoroughly investigated and that any results from those investigations be made public.
And have you had a response from the Iraqi government on that particular point?
No, we are still in contact with the Iraqi government on these issues.
Finally, just to sum up, the report calls on the Human Rights Council and the UN Security Council to do something about this. So what might we expect from the United Nations at the next Human Rights Council session, perhaps?
The first step is that the Iraqis, we would want Iraq to amend their national legislation so that international crimes can actually be heard in country. That would be the first step. And then the second step, of course, is that they actually need to become a party to the International Criminal Court where international crimes can be heard.
People might say, well, Mosul is completely destroyed. What chance is there of any sort of justice happening? But the point is that justice must be done. Otherwise, the people cannot move on and there will be no sustainable future for the people of Mosul and those who want to return, the many hundreds of thousands of people who are still displaced.
Absolutely. We feel it is important that this is thoroughly investigated, the civilian casualties. It sends an important message to the Iraqi people that regardless of who inflicts the pain or whenever or wherever it took place, that justice is delivered and must be delivered.